Yo, you on the line with Spate Radio.
What up, man?
What's going on? Who's this?
Dwayne the Baby, man.
Yo, what's going on, man? How's everything?
I'm chilling, bro.
For everybody, we got Swayze Baby in the building, repping Georgia, right?
Right, Cartier, Georgia, man.
Oh, well, that's what's up. So, the first thing that I want to know is, you're from Georgia. How did you end up over there at Slip and Slide in Florida? Maybe you could just tell us that whole little story there.
All right, man, the Slip and Slide DJ, Bigger Ranking. Who's my manager now? He had started doing some little kind of like rep your city thing, competition in a country town called Fiji or Georgia. You know what I mean? He had started going down there. I don't know what he was doing down there, looking for talent, I guess. But you know what I mean? Doing a little thing, and I went over that way and won that thing 2 times. So he decided to show me to the CEO Ted Lucas, and you know what I mean. So he took me to Jacksonville, the next big superstar thing, and I did my thing down there. I didn't win that, though, you know what I mean? But Ted was there. He seen me perform. Everybody, they love my performance or whatever. And let's see, a month or two later, they called me and said, hey, my own contract ready, bro, and it is what it is now.
That's what's up. Yo, that's what's up. I'm feeling the song, Freak How You Dance. I like that. It's a nice party joint right there.
I appreciate it, man, you know.
Definitely. We're going to play that joint after we finish talking to you so the people can get up on that and make sure they support that. But, so, you know, for, so you basically, you did your grind thing, you know, so a lot, because you're young, you're only 19 years old, and for you to be signed to Slip and Slide, that's a big accomplishment right there.
Oh, man, I love it.
That's pretty big for you to be only 19, you know, because there's a lot of guys that's been grinding for like 10 years. And they still don't have a deal.
Yeah, you're right, man. It's a blessing, man.
That's what's up. Definitely. So what do you feel like your music is bringing that's different to the game right now? Because, you know, you have so many artists that's out right now.
Really, I wouldn't say that my music is any different from, because real talk, I feel like everybody's music is the same. They just got their own way of putting it together. So I'm going to say I'm spicing the game up, man. My voice different. I got to, you know what I mean? My voice can pretty much be on any track, any kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Track or whatever. And punch lines all day. If you love punch line music, you know what I mean? I make good music, bro. Bottom line, you know what I mean? So if you, and when I say good music, I mean good music. So if y'all ain't got that 10 feet tall and bulletproof, y'all need to go on my MySpace page, MySpace.com/SwayzeBaby, and y'all need to download that. Real talk, like ASAP, like right now.
That's what's up, man. Most definitely, I gotta support that. Make sure y'all go download that and everything. So, what actually made you wanna be a rap artist? Taking it back a little bit, so you know, probably your younger years.
Oh man, my uncle, man, I was into the football thing, but see, my uncle, they local or whatever. They were doing their music thing, and man, I loved it. I love how it sounded or whatever. You know, I was like, man, I wanna rap now. I wanna know how that is. You know what I mean? They were getting so much attention and all that stuff. You know, and I was like, man. So I had my uncle one day like, man, you know, I wanna rap. So he was like, all right, I'm gonna holler at you later on tonight. Came back, gave me a name. He was like, I'm gonna call you Swayze. I was like, that was up. And he wrote my first rap. I was 9 years old, bro. I'll never forget it. I was 9 years old, man. We were living out there in the projects or whatever down there in my city. And came right on, gave him a name, wrote my rap, and said it to me. He ain't had to say it to me twice. I did it. So when I did, he was like, yeah, you gonna have that, man. You gonna have it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, and from now, man, I just started writing my own raps. I run around rapping that rap that he wrote for me. And everybody was like, man, God, boy, you tight, boy. Real talk. So I started trying to write by myself, man, you know, and it's a big step now, man. I'm way more advanced. Now my uncle looking up to me now. You know what I mean?
Wow, definitely. So what are you bumping right now in your ride or, you know, at, and what you listening to as far as other artists besides your music?
Oh, man. I listen to Fly. I got the realest in there. And the Jeezy, the Recession. And I listened to a whole lot of R&B. I checked out the Carrie Hilson, man. That Man, her CD go hard. The Dream CD go hard.
Definitely.
Man, what up? What? I listen to R&B most, more than rap, man, because you know what I mean? I do my little R&B thing, too, you know what I mean? Writing and stuff as far as writing. I was doing my little singing thing. Really, to tell you something, a little story.
Uh-huh.
I put out to go back with the Slip and Slide thing, with the deal thing.
Uh-huh.
I put out a CD, you know what I mean, with half rap, half R&B on it, just to even the odds, you know what I mean? Even my odds out, my chances of getting signed or getting heard by, you know what I mean? By a label or whatever.
Yeah.
And real talk, they was more impressed with my R&B side. They wanted to sign me as an R&B artist. And I was, you know what I mean? And I was like, man, you know, I don't really want to do that, but I can write or whatever. And I, you know, ain't no thing for that. So they was like, okay, then, we'll do what we're going to do. We're going to sign you, and you just don't stop singing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can write stuff and we can sell it or whatever. So I was like, okay, that was up. Basically, they were telling me I could do what I want to. So, and when I feel like in a point in my career, I'm going to probably bring out the singing thing. But right now, I'm a rapper, and that's what I'm concentrating on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And when I get comfortable with the game, my fans get comfortable with me, and I get to do what I want to, like Wayne doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I throw that out there to him and let him know, man, what it is.
Definitely. So we got Madman in the building.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? You the man. What's going on, Swayze, baby?
What's happening, bro? What's happening? You sound cheerful. What's going on with you, man? Where you at? You won't be with the Chiefs at.
I'm trying to do that. You in Miami right now?
Nah, I'm in Tampa right now, bro.
Oh, alright. You gonna be in Miami anytime soon?
Probably near week, man. What's happening? What you got? What you got something for me?
Yeah, I'm gonna be down there, baby. I'm gonna be down there. I'm trying to get Swayze with Swayze, man. You just introduced me to some of the girls out there, man.
Oh man, I let me, man. I'll be down there near week, bro.
I'm gonna be down there the whole first week of June and shit. Just fucking shit up. I mean, having a good time.
Oh, you already know, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm definitely gonna get y'all math when I come on down there, man. Show some love.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
What's up, man? What's up,
but what's going on with you and all that? What you got? What you working on right now?
Right now, man, I'm waiting on my manager to send me a little bread so I can go get this little program for my laptop and start working, man. Cause I already got my little setup. I got my little home studio. You know what I mean? Right here in front of me. I wake up to it every morning, you know, with the beats and writing and stuff. So that's what I'm waiting on right now.
That's
cool.
What's up.
Cool. Who are some other artists that's with you over there at Slip and Slide?
Some more artists? Oh, Kamar. He got a track called Pose Ignition. I'm featured on that. He tight, too. He, Reggae. And, let me see. They got quote pop artists. You know what I mean? And I got a track with him called, I'm featured on Sex Games. And what's the other one? With Ace Hood and Trina on it. In the Bed. And
okay.
Shani, she tight. Shani tight. Let me see. Ativa. And Drew Sidora, man. Slip and Slide finna take over the thing, man. Real talk. Hey, bottom line, man. We finna take over the game, man. Real talk, man. Because everybody over there doing it. Like, real talk, they doing it.
Wow. That's great. That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's good to hear. The South got it on Smash, though.
Real, man. You already know, man. It been like that for a long time. Real, dog. Like, ain't no question about that, man. The South always had it on lock, man.
Hip
hop ain't never died. It just lived in the South. It just moved to the side.
I had a question. Is, you know, like, with all of this beef and stuff that's going on between, you know, we won't even mention names. We'll just say, how do you feel about beef and hip hop? Do you think that is old, or do you think that we need it, or is something that's needed? What do you think?
Ah, man, shit. Me, I know how it is to be in a little beast, because I don't be in a little rap beast, but, do you need it? You need beef? Do people? I mean, it enhances, I mean, it's like, it enhances entertainment, man, with the music being anything, with the music being anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really too much care about the little beefy thing. I try to stay away from the little beefy thing, you know what I mean? Somebody sends out at me, then you have to see me, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I done did myself of going back and forth with a dude over track. It gets you nowhere.
Yeah.
Real talk. It might boost your sales or whatever, but I get on that, man. I'm going to let you do what you do. And when you see me, all that you popping over what you're going to do on that track, we're going to see if you're going to do that for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm on, man. I ain't really on that. I don't too much care for that beef stuff, man.
Oh, okay. All right, so what producers do you have on your mixtape? Are they all original? Are they any original?
No. I got some. I made a mixtape. And I use my homeboy, man, from around the way, man. My homeboy CG and my little cousin Josh. Who else I did something? One of the Slip and Slide producers, man. He did something on the All That I Can Beat track. He did that. What else?
We got a caller. Hold on. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we got a caller. Oh. Someone wants to. Hold on one second. Let me get them on. You on the line with Spade Radio? Hello, caller? Hello? I guess they're kind of shy.
Yeah.
So we're going to put you on hold then. So back to the producers.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, man, but I've worked with a you talking about on the mixtape, though. But
yeah.
On the mixtape, that's out now, the 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Really I just did a lot of like instrumentals and stuff and just killed them with the lyrics and with to let them know that I can speak for real, you know what I mean? And all the rest of them, when I told you about the Slip Slide producer, I don't even know the dude's name, man. But I just know that track hard as a, you know what I mean? My cousin and my homeboy. But the next mixtape, though, dog, is going to be all original. And boy, look at her.
Okay.
I ain't going to even talk about it. That's in the future. You'll see when it get up, bro.
Okay, all right. So who do you want to work with as far as producers?
Oh, I already... I got a couple of Travis A. Tobin already, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And let me see, man, A. Tobin, Shout of Red, Timberland. Oh, man, you know, I probably want to do something with Dre, man. We're on West Side, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the legends in this thing, man, on the beat tip, man. I work with anybody for real talk. If your beat sound good, I'll melt you anyway.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not just... people in the industry. I mean, you can be local, bro. If your beat sound good, I'm going to holler at you, man. Real talk.
Okay. That's what's
up. Help you get on while I'm getting on. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So producers out there, hit sweet. Is that you on your MySpace page? Can producers hit you on your MySpace? That's you?
That's me all day. I be on MySpace all morning.
Oh, okay. All right. So
all
producers
day.
Out there, if you want to hit Swayze up with some beats, hit him up. You know, he'll check him out. If you like him, you might be on his album. You never know.
Yeah. Never know, bro.
Never know.
And again, that's myspace.com/SwayzeBaby. SwayzeBaby. No space in that.
That's what's up. So it's as far as you're traveling and everything, what are some of your favorite cities? We got a couple of questions that we like to ask the artists. One of the questions is, what are some of your favorite cities to travel to? Because we know that you do a lot of traveling and stuff like that.
Yeah, I started traveling a lot now, man. But oh man. Miami. I like to go to Miami.
That's the number one answer.
I like to go to Miami, man, you know. And another one is Duval, Jacksonville. Oh man.
Oh yeah?
They be live down there. Yeah, boy, they be live in Duval, boy. Real talk. They be live in Duval and they be live where I'm at now in Tampa, man, you know what I mean? So I've been to Atlanta, but I ain't been to the club scene yet. I ain't seen how that right there popping out yet, but And that kind of changed from, you know what I mean? I'm from Georgia, you know what I mean? I ain't even been to Atlanta to go to their club. I've been to Florida.
Okay.
But I just know that it's popping off in Atlanta, though. So, you know, whenever I get a chance to go out, I'll let you know.
Definitely. I've been to Atlanta. Atlanta's crazy. Definitely.
Yeah.
Atlanta's definitely crazy. So, you know, you got another one of our favorite questions is you got any funny groupie stories since you've been coming up in the game right now? We know you got the groupies chasing you now.
Need to know that information, Swayze. just a
man
for that lifestyle, whenever it comes to me.
Man, I can't. Hey, man. Y'all, man, y'all know it, man. Why y'all asking me that, man? Why you asking me that question, bro?
We like to know the groovy stories, man. Those are the funniest stories.
No. I ain't, man.
Ain't nobody ever chase your car down, chase your tour bus, show some titties, something.
Man. It's a chick that messing with my homegirl right now, dog, and I don't even know who the chick. I don't know which one it is. She be threatening my homegirl, dog, like real talk. Saying all kind of crazy stuff, dog. On me, man. Dude, I'm about to chill out, man. I don't be really on that group. You know what I mean? Boy, look at her. I never knew, dog. Real talk, man. Uh-huh. I ain't knew it was gonna get like this with them cheeks, boy. God, Lee, boy.
I could understand where you're coming from.
Man, look at her. You can't be threatening my own girl, man. What's wrong with you, man? Hold on, man.
So what do you do in your spare time, Swayze, when you ain't doing music or you just want to parlay and kick up for a minute? What you doing in your downtime?
Man, me and my brother Hawk, man, we I chill. I sit in the room, put it on Cartoon, watch Family Guy or King of the Hill, whatever, and Blade, man. You already know. I Blade, bro.
Okay.
Dark liquor or light liquor?
I like white, man. I'm new school. That dog looking for the old school cat. I'm 19, bro. I'm on that vodka and that cranberry. You know what I'm talking about?
Monster out here, boy. That dog looking bring out monster.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. That white looking bring out a boy on me. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that white looking get me loose. You know? I ain't really tried to brine, but, you know.
I
probably
that.
Do.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Y'all be wildin' over there, man. Y'all wildin', man.
We got to, man. That's how we do.
Yeah, you gotta have fun, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Most definitely. Most definitely, man. So, when is your, like, your debut official album gonna be dropping? Do you have an idea on that?
I know it'll be next year, bro. Next year.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be next year because right now I'm really just concentrating on the mixtapes and just getting my street bug bigger. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll probably do like two, three more mixtapes before I even think about putting an album together.
Okay. So as far as building your, you know, your street buzz and everything, you feel that mixtapes is very important for that?
That's the number one priority, dog.
Okay.
I really feel like you should make a mixtape first. You know what I mean? Like, not saying no names now, but just think about it. All the artists that dropped out of the sky, ain't too many of them lasted, bro. If you ain't came out with no mixtape or more than one mixtape, then they didn't last. They probably came out, they had some nice songs or whatnot, but they flopped.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't trying to do that. So I'm going to go this route right here with the mixtape and get my street balls. You know what I mean? Because without them streets, man, then you have nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have nothing, man. You got to go through the street first, man.
That's what's up. So you use the mixtapes to build your fan base.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, there's a lot of up-and-coming artists that, you know, listen to our show and everything. So we like to give them, you know, some information. If you could give them one good tip as far as, because you're only 19 and you're signed to a very very popular record label, you know, so if you could give them one tip as far as something being very important that is going to help them, what would that be?
Oh, man, don't listen to what people say. Don't listen to what people say, man, because it'll throw you off, man. It's just like when you in class trying to learn something, bro. If somebody say something crazy, it'll throw you off, man. You won't be able to do your work. Now you flunking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just block them all. Block them haters, man. You know what I mean? Do whatever you gotta do. Block. Keep them out your head, man. And continue. If you're gonna do the music thing, go hard. If it ain't gonna go hard, then don't go at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got another caller in. Hello, caller.
I should get it as a call too.
Hello, caller. You on the line with Swayze? Hello?
Man, everybody getting scared. What everybody getting scared for?
Come on.
Can't call them, say nothing, bro. Come on, man.
Wow.
Oh, man, I'm scaring people, man. I need to quit. Man, people call on Satan. They think I'm man. Talk to me, man. I'm down to earth, man. I like to talk. I like to talk. Talk to me when you call, bro.
We'll get them to say. Maybe we'll get them to say something a little later. But
yeah, when I'm off the line, he won't talk then.
So what type of ladies you like, man? You like the breast assist or the back assist, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you prefer?
Yeah, what kind of what now? Like,
what kind of girls you like? You know, you like the big girls,
you like skinny girls? Oh man, I mean, I like a chick. I was just talking about, man, I just did a little YouTube thing about this. But I like a chick, man. She gotta have a cute fade, man. You know what I mean? I really ain't. Don't matter the complexion, as long as she cute in the face and that bite side looking real right, you know what I mean? So I grew up on. I really don't care about the breast and whatever, you know what I mean? You can be an A, you can be a negative A for all I do, you know? I don't really care about the breast thing, you know what I mean? But as long as she got a cute face and a nice personality dog with a nice bite side, man, I'm good.
That's what's up. Yo, man, you want to get into the song, man? You want to get into this joint, Freak How You Dance?
Yeah, man, let's go into it, baby. All
right, let me see. all right, people, we got Swayze Baby on the line, and this is his single.
What are you right now? Yeah, you're in Tampa.
Yeah, I'm in Tampa.
But we're going to go into his single, Freak How You Dance. You know, it's actually F How You Dance, but
yeah.
We're a family show, so we can't really do that.
Yeah.
We're going to get into this.
Swayze, yeah, baby, yeah, I see you, little man.
Aight, look,
wow. So up and down like a 6-4, yeah. Without you I'm incomplete like Cisco, yeah. Wanna know why you should grind on me slow, why? The girl on me like Briscoe, yeah. You thick, yeah, you thick, if I don't tell you nothing, I can tell you this, I know your more reason you shake like that, gotta be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that,
damn.
Yeah, baby, I'm one of them bars, let me get ill, I bet you can't make it get hard, ooh-wee, I don't speak no French, but ooh-wee, I ain't never, ever, ever seen a boo see like yours, and I'm hoping you do me,
yeah.
After this club, meet me at the hotel, but only if peace, this is how you work, hey, little mama, you thinking them hand. I don't wanna put like a stack in your hand, like a stack in your hand, like a stack in your hand. But girl, I'm trying to see, can you freak how you dance? How you dance? Can you freak how you dance? I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance? Can you freak how you dance? Can you freak how you dance? I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance? Throw it back, baby, throw it back. And when you throw it back, I just might throw a strike. Psych online. I ain't throwing. If I throw anything, I'ma throw big. We can make a flick, right in this club, right in VIP, right here, girl. You warm, I'ma jump right in your tub, and your bike muscles, I'ma tighten them up. Shape like Trina, shape like Cherokee, dancing all nasty on them Beverly Hills. You got skills, should have been in the video, cause you a tip drill. But you got a cute fiddle and a type of body that I just might pay for. Oops. Now I done told two lies, but I ain't lying about this, you too fine. Hey, little mama, you dickin' on pain. Hey, now you wanna put like a stack in your hand. Like a stack in your hand, like a stack in your hand. But girl, I'm tryna see, can you freak how you dance? How you dance? Can you freak how you dance? I'm just tryna see, can you freak how you dance? Can you freak how you dance? Can you freak how you dance? I'm just tryna see, can you freak how you dance? Golly, I'm mad that he came. Don't dance on him, baby, he lame. The way you make that move, you got me tame. Like a lion staring at your G-string. And now I really wanna touch you, yeah, with slip and slide. So what up, boo, lady, can we slip and slide? Can I cut you, I'ma hit you from the bike, put you in the box. Anxiety, so anxiety. Dancing like that, you won't. Riley, anxiety, so anxiety. I don't want hoes, I want your body. Forget putting a ring on it. Open up.
What?
I'll
put some cream on it. On your bike too, I'll put some cream on it. Have you in a false pedal like I put the dream on it.
Hey, little mama, you thinking no pain. Hey, time you wanna put like a stack in your hand.
Like a stack in your hand.
Like a stack in your hand. But girl, I'm trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
How you dance?
Can you freak how you dance? I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Can you freak how you dance?
Can you freak how you dance? I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like the way when you did that little, like, when you put your leg, like, you know what I mean? Like, and then, like, when you was on that pole, oh, my, when you slid down, like, can you do that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You dance like a motherfucker. Now, you have to bang, like, but, you know what I mean? Can I take you back to my room, baby? Can I please take you back? But before I take you, I ain't got no money to give you. I don't do that.
Yeah, I like that joint right there.
Hey, you know, appreciate it, bro.
Got Swayze Baby in the building, Slip and Slide artist. We just been talking to them. Talking to him about, you know, the music and everything, and the ladies.
Right.
So, yo, man, you got any more questions, man? You.
Everybody quiet.
Yo, but do you have a Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Twitter.com/SwayzeBaby, man.
Okay. Let me see if I can get one of these callers on the line. I mean, they just sitting there not saying nothing, so let me see if I can get them to say something right here. All
right.
You on the line with Swayze? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Who is this?
Antoinette.
Antoinette? Where are you calling from, Antoinette?
I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Oh, that's what's up. We got Swayze Baby on the line, Slip and Slide artist. You want to say something
now? Hi, Swayze. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you here?
I'm good, baby. I'm your MySpace friend, and I heard your song, and I want you to come to Miami to do a show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really like your music.
That was up?
Me to come to Miami.
Man,
huh?
I said, we can make that album.
We need to make that happen because your song, I can hear it in the club. I can vibe to it. You know, I could just stick and roll with it. I mean, you is really, really good. That's all I got to tell you.
What's up? Appreciate that.
So.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, miss. We appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. We're going to try and see if we can get somebody else to say something, too. All right? I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
All right.
That's what's up. Let's see if we can get this other person to talk. What's up? You on the line with Swayze? Hello? Hello, you on the line with Swayze? Okay, I hear you. TV in the background.
Man, they playing, man. A little plot, I put that thing in the head. Everybody quiet. What's going on? Man, I gotta say so, man.
But we got the support. We got the Miami person calling in, man. That's that support. That's that Miami love out there.
Oh yeah, man. You know, when I be in Miami, I be chilling, boy. I like my little fagging little home, boy.
That's what's up. Do the DJs be showing you love out there with your music and everything?
Oh man, you already know, bro.
That's
all
what's
deep.
Up. That's what's up, man. Definitely. So just tell everybody where they can find you. And, you know, your MySpace again, your Twitter, you know, your websites and all of that.
Oh man, let me see. First, MySpace.com/SwayzeBaby. I'm going to spell that again for y'all because I hate saying my name spelled wrong, bro. SwayzeBaby, no space in that. It'll take you straight to my page. And there you'll find everything, you know what I mean, about my upcoming events and all that, you know what I mean? And you scroll down, download that 10 feet tall and bulletproof, you got to have that. You got to have that. Like, real talk, you got to have that. And my Twitter.com/SwayzeBaby also. You know what I mean? I think I got a Facebook. I ain't even logged on and checked that out yet, but I think I got a Facebook. If you go to my MySpace page and scroll down to have it, you can follow me on Twitter or you can follow me on Facebook right there. You click on them too. And also to check out my YouTube video, youtube.com/SwayzeBaby1, and it'll show you all my little videos, what I be doing. I try to do something every day when I get up, when I wake up, you know what I mean? So holler me on there too.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you calling in. We're going to get into
it. I appreciate you having me, man.
Nah, no problem, man. We're going to play your joint again. We're going to get into a little bit more music, but we definitely appreciate it, man. We're going to support that. We're going to, you know, get a couple of more songs from you up there and,
right,
you know, play it for the people.
Right. All right, man. I appreciate that a whole lot, bro. It means a lot to me.
No problem, man. Keep doing your thing.
All righty, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good one. All right, that was Swayze Baby, Slip and Slide artist that we just talked to. For those that didn't get a chance to talk to him, sorry about that. But we're going to get into his song one more time. We're going to play that again for those that missed it, you know, if you're not listening. It's called Freak How You Dance, and it's by Swayze Baby, Slip and Slide recording artist, so peep it out. Right here.
Swayze, yeah, baby, yeah, I see you, little mom.
Aight, look.
Wow. So up and down like a 6-4.
Yeah.
Without you, I'm incomplete like Cisco.
Yeah.
Wanna know why you should grind on me slow?
Why?
The girl on me like Briscoe.
Yeah.
You thick, yeah, you thick. If I don't tell you nothing, I can tell you this. I know your more reason you shake like that. Gotta be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that.
Damn.
Yeah, baby, I'm one of them bars. Let me get ill. I bet you can't make it get hard. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. I don't speak no French, but ooh-wee. I ain't never, ever, ever seen a boo see like yours, and I'm hoping you do me.
Yep.
After this club, meet me at the hotel, but only a few, this is how you work. Hey, little mama, you thinking no pain. Hey, now you wanna put like a stack in your hand.
Like a stack in your hand.
Like a stack in your hand. But girl, I'm trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
How you dance?
Can you freak how you dance? I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Can you freak how you dance?
Can you freak how you dance? I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Throw it back, baby, throw it back. And when you throw it back, I just might throw a strike. Psych online, I ain't throwing. If I throw anything, I'ma throw this. We can make a flick, right in this club. Right in VIP, right here, girl. You warm, I'ma jump right in your tub. And your bike muscles, I'ma tighten them up. Shape like Trina, shape like Cherokee. Dancing all nasty on them Beverly Hills. You got skills, should have been in the video, cause you a tip drill. But you got a cute fiddle and a type of body that I just might pay for. Oops, now I done told two lies, but I ain't lying about this shit too fine. Hey, little mama, you dickin' on pain. Hey, now you wanna put like a stack in your hand.
Like a stack in your hand.
Like a stack in your hand. But girl, I'm trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Can you dance?
Can you freak how you dance? I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Can you freak how you dance?
Can you freak how you dance? I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Golly, I'm mad that he came. Don't dance on him, baby, he lame. The way you make that move, you got me tame. Like a lion staring at your G-string. And now I really want to touch you. Yeah, we slip and slide. So what up, boo, lady, can we slip and slide? Can I cut you? I'ma hit you from the bike, put you in the box. Anxiety, so anxiety. Dancing like that, you won't. Riley, anxiety, so anxiety. I don't want hoes, I want your body. Forget putting a ring on it, open up.
What?
I put some cream on it. On your bike too, I put some cream on it. Had you in a false pedal like I put the dream on it.
Hey, little mama, you thinking no pain. Hey, now you wanna put like a stack in your hand.
Like a stack in your hand.
Like a stack in your hand.
But girl, I'm trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
How you dance?
Can you freak how you dance?
I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Can you freak how you dance?
Can you freak how you dance?
I'm just trying to see, can you freak how you dance?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like the way when you did that little, like, when you put your leg, like, you know what I mean? Like, and then, like, when you was on that pole, oh, my, and you slid down, like, can you do that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nike. I ain't got no money to get you. I don't do that.
Yeah, that was Freak How You Dance by Swayze Baby, Slip and Slide artist. For those that do not know, tomorrow we're going to have Rocket on the show. So Rocket will be calling in, West Side in the building. We appreciate all the support that we get from all the listeners and everything. Keep checking us out, www.spateradio.com. And, we got some great guests also besides Rocket tomorrow. On Wednesday, we have Chris Kelly, who's a reggae artist. She's going to call in and talk to us about a few things. And Friday, we have another Slip and Slide artist, Ativa, calling in. And so make sure y'all stay tuned. Keep checking us out, www.spateradio.com. And we out of here. All right.